At the Minneapolis Institute of Art, there is a painting by Titian, the famous Italian painter. It shows Jesus in the center wearing garments of red and blue. To the left of him, leaning into the frame, is a child with curly hair. With both hands, the child is offering something to Jesus. At first glance, you might not think anything of it. The innocence of the child makes it appear as though Christ is simply receiving a gift. But if you look closer, you notice that it's not actually a child, because behind his curly hair are pointy ears. If you look closer at what the child with pointy ears is offering to Jesus, you notice that it's a stone. And if you notice the title of the painting, you see that it is The Temptation of Jesus. The painting is depicting that gospel scene in which the devil tries to tempt Jesus into breaking his 40-day fast. The devil says, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Every year on the first Sunday of Lent, the church has this story proclaimed at Mass. It's a story that's recorded in all three of the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. For example, today we heard Mark's version, which is shorter but no less important. Why does the church have us proclaim this gospel every year on the first Sunday of Lent? I would argue one reason is to remind us that we are in a spiritual battle. And being in a spiritual battle means that we have a spiritual enemy, an opponent, an adversary. We are called, of course, to hope in Christ, who through his death and resurrection has defeated sin and death, but we, in the here and now, in the present moment, are also called to participate in that victory as it plays out over time. Sometimes we can forget that there is a real battle going on in the spiritual order. But thanks be to God, sacred scripture always reminds us of that truth. Think of how St. Paul describes it in his letter to the Ephesians. He says, "Our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with powers, with principalities, with the evil spirits in the heavens." Think about how St. Peter describes it in his first letter. He says, "Be sober and alert, because your opponent, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." The church chooses this story to be proclaimed, this story of the temptation of Jesus in the desert during his 40 days, because we are recapitulating those 40 days right now in this current season of Lent. And anytime we are trying to imitate Christ, you can bet that our opponent will try to impede that effort. You can bet that if Jesus himself was tempted during the 40 days, we too will be tempted during ours. So, what do we do with that? Well, it's a good idea to have a spiritual battle plan. In other words, it's good to know if there's going to be a battle, put on your armor, be ready. The first part of that spiritual battle plan is to simply understand that there is a difference between temptation and sin. If you read some of the great spiritual writers of our tradition, like St. Gregory the Great, St. Francis de Sales, you'll find that they talk about the temptation, and then they talk about what we do, what we choose to do with that temptation. The temptation itself is not a sin, but when we face it, are we choosing to entertain that thought? Are we choosing to place ourselves in a near occasion of sin? Are we choosing to willfully consent to acting upon it? That's the first part of the plan, simply knowing that there is a difference between the two. The second part of that spiritual battle plan is to know that you are weak, but know also that the Lord is strong. As a result of original sin, we are all subject to concupiscence, that weakness, that inclination to sin. But we can have hope, because every temptation, every battle is an opportunity to rely on the Lord's strength in a new and in a deeper way. The spiritual battle is always about surrendering ourselves to the Lord rather than trying to defeat an enemy on our own terms. The former is done with humility and cooperation with God's grace. The latter is filled with pride. The one is like saying, Lord, I am tempted towards lust, towards anger, towards whatever vice. Help me, I am weak in this area. While the other is like saying, Lord, look at how strong I am. I think I can manage this on my own. There's a wonderful book called The Spiritual Combat by Lorenzo Scupoli, in which he says, we ought to have utter distrust in our own strength. But at the same time, we ought to have full and complete confidence in God. That's the second part of the plan. Know that you are weak, but also know that the Lord is strong. The final part of our spiritual battle plan is to fight temptation like Christ did. Oftentimes our spiritual enemy will suggest things under the disguise of something innocent or something small. Think for a moment about our Lenten penances of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Our opponent might suggest, well, you fast, you give alms, you don't have to pray. Or the other way around, our enemy might suggest, well, you pray, you fast, you don't have to give alms, someone else will. But do not be fooled. How did the Lord respond when the devil tempted him to break his fast? Jesus responded by quoting sacred scripture. He responded by quoting from the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. He said, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. We too can quote sacred scripture in those times of temptation. I was on a retreat recently, and the priest who was leading it told us seminarians, he said, always have some of your favorite passages memorized. He said, they can be like spiritual daggers that can be drawn at any moment to fight off temptation, to fight off sin, to fight off despair. And keep in mind, we don't have to memorize complete chapters either. Take, for example, St. John Cassian. He heavily relied on one particular verse from Psalm 70. In times of trial, he would pray, O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. That's the final part of our spiritual battle plan. Fight temptation like Christ did. Friends, we are in the season of Lent together. I encourage you to take time this first Sunday of Lent to think about your spiritual battle plan and ask the Lord for the grace to fight any and all temptations during these 40 days.